The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, it's Lindsay Bjorklund. I am the Client Happiness Manager at Grow My Cleaning Company. And yes, today, it's just a little old me and you today. We are going to deep dive into something that I get asked a lot of questions about. So I thought I'm going to do a whole episode on my own, flying solo on this. And the topic for today's podcast that I get asked so much about how to do this is basically VA 101 for your cleaning company. And for those of you that are a little new to some of this lingo, VA simply stands for virtual assistant. So you might be asking, hey, what does the client happiness manager have to do with VAs and growing my cleaning company? I, Cleaning Nation, am your girl. Once you are in one of our programs, I am there. I have your back with our team, not just me, of course, our mindset coaches. Mike, yeah, he's okay. Just kidding. Jackson, Jared, we're all one big team. And my day-to-day job is to make sure that we are serving our clients in the best way possible and bringing them the service that we come up with ideas of what they need. So before this, I was actually technically just the operations manager of the company. And I did a lot of the day-to-day behind the scenes, just boring admin stuff. And I was also in charge of hiring RVAs. And actually, little known fact is that, well, maybe now after a bunch of podcasts, we know now that I was hired as a VA, a virtual assistant for Mike when he originally hired me, oh, about a year and a half ago at this point, a little over that. So I get asked this question all the time from our elites, our next level people, our millionaire masterminds, even at events, they ask me for advice on not just how to hire a VA, but one step above that, how to hire an operations manager. So I thought about getting Apple, our head VA that reports to me, on. And Apple, if you're listening to this right now, I gave you a break, girl. I gave her the time off. I was like, she's doing enough for us, so let me hop on. And without Mike, without Tracy, and let me just lay it down for you guys what I recommend. I know Mike has a certain way that he recommends. And honestly, what I do and put into practice goes into tandem with that. So let's get into it. Okay. So the questions I hear the most are, Lindsay, how do I go about getting a virtual assistant, number one? And yeah, guys, if you're on video, I got notes for y'all. So we are really deep diving into this. I came prepared. Okay, so back to the questions. I get, how do I go about getting a virtual assistant? I hear a lot of, I need to get like something off my plate. And I think a virtual assistant could do that, but I'm not really sure like what that looks like or like how to start that. And then some people, once they're to that point, they ask me, okay, I'm there. I have a person that I think I could hire. I think they're a good match. I don't know how to give them that first task. So we're going to dive into all this right now. Okay, so as I mentioned, my background with Mike is that I started as a VA, went to an operations manager, and now I specialize on the client end of stuff and serving our clients and what they need. I do still do day-to-day stuff in operations, and I manage our current three VAs. So anywhere, just to give you an idea, Grow My Cleaning Company has anywhere from one to three VAs, usually full-time, based on like what's going on in our company that we hire. But my background before Mike is that I actually have over 10 years experience of being a manager, hiring people, firing people, coming up with new positions, usually in tech startups, actually. Been an operations manager. I've been a shipping manager. I've been a customer service manager. So I've kind of run the gamut there. And what I really like is that with Grow My Cleaning Company in this past year and a half is I feel like that 10 years of experience has really come to a point where I feel like I got this down. Not like perfectly, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I found a system that works for me and that works for our company. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, the first thing before you even put your ad up for hiring a VA that I think you should ponder is I usually recommend when someone's hazy, when they're like, I know I need to hire a VA, I'm overwhelmed, I'm freaking out, I have way too much to do. Usually when a client comes to me and says that, like on one of the elite calls especially, I say, okay, your first thing you should do is you're going to make a list of three things, and I want you to put at least one thing in each category. And my coach is something very similar to this, but this is just what works for me. Okay, so first, you're going to list a thing that you hate doing. Like if you do this one more day, you're going to cry or like have a conniption fit, throw a toddler fit. You got to get this thing off your plate. For a lot of you cleaning company owners out here, I hear that this looks like scheduling. This looks like maybe just picking up the phones. A couple of different things. Payroll, we're going to get to that one in a moment. So if you're at home, do this now. Like put me on pause. I'm not live. We don't do these live anymore. Put me on pause. I want you to play along with me. Write it down. Okay. Next thing. Okay, unpause me. Next thing. Okay, you want to make a list of things that you're okay at, but you as an owner don't really need to be doing. Here's an example. Like a lot of people are okay at doing payroll. They're like, I can do it. Like it's not my favorite thing to do, but I feel like I could offload it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Another example is scheduling. And by the way, just a side note here, we coach that you should never be having cleaners do the scheduling or really even sales or answering phone calls. That's something more in Mike's coaching territory, but this position is not like something you would split with a cleaner, okay? This isn't something you would, this is a position entirely to itself, okay? That'll make more sense when you're scheduling. Obviously, if you have a cleaner doing your scheduling, there can be some conflicts of interest there, right? Okay, so the third category, and this is the one that I guess made up myself because I face this problem, is think of one thing that you actually love doing in your company and you enjoy it, but it's probably not the best use of your time. So I know some of you crazy people love cleaning. Okay, a lot of people love cleaning. I'm just the type that I hate actually cleaning. Ask my husband. Cleaning is not my favorite thing to do, but some of you have a hard time letting go of cleaning, like for your actual clients when you own a cleaning company. Chances are that is something that is time for you to let go. If you want to scale your company, be an owner, you probably shouldn't be doing that. I'll give you a different example. For me, on my ends, doing admin stuff, I actually love doing podcast editing, like the behind the scenes, making this whole thing look pretty, doing video editing. I love doing it. I could do it all day. I'm an audio engineer by training and a musician too. I went to school for a jazz degree. Just putting that in here. Just random other fact of Lindsay for you. But anyhow, who cares about that? What I realized is I don't have time to do this. So we outsourced it. Mike was like, Lindsay, it's time for you not to do this day to day. You need to split up this video editing and audio editing. It's taking up way too much of your time. So I let that go. And now that enables me to serve my clients, Cleaning Nation, much better. Okay, so think of how you can apply that as a cleaning company owner. Yeah, you're awesome at cleaning, but can you grow your company if you're the only person doing it and you need to hire and grow your company and start getting into marketing, etc.? Okay, on to the next thing. Okay, so now you should have this list of plenty of things to offload. I want you to pick one to three things off your list, right? You should have at least three things in each category. Pick one of them and focus on that to start. We're going to use that as your job description for your VA. I mean, actually, yeah, they're going to be doing more than one thing, obviously. So pick your top three things, okay? So when hiring a VA, and a VA, again, for you, of those getting used to this lingo, it does mean virtual assistant. And side note here, one of the benefits of this weird pandemic, whatever you want to call this time we're living in, is that online working, Zoom, what I'm recording this on, it's normal now. It's actually, that could be a whole nother podcast, but that is something you can use to your advantage. There's people looking for jobs all over the world, and you can definitely find someone. So what that looks like, first of all, make your hiring ad. And we've covered this in other videos, but I'll do this really quickly because I don't want to focus too much on this. But Your hiring ad should obviously include the tasks that you're outlining here. Your hiring ad should, and Mike's done a ton of videos on this that actually applies to not just cleaners, but to VAs as well. They should match your core values, right? I say this time and again, but one of the things that attracted me to Mike's his job posting, I think, yeah, he definitely had have fun, one of our core values in there. And I thought to myself, I've never had a boss that on the job posting was like, they want to have fun. I was like, what? Like, who is this weirdo? Anyhow, so that was a core value match right off the bat. I'm not saying have fun has to be one of yours, but put your core values at the top so people know, like, what type of company you are. And the type of, the way you write your core, your ad, your job posting is going to dictate that as well. And that is something we actually dive into a lot more in our modules, in our program with our clients. So there's a lot more nuances to that. But we're keeping it basic today. So you got your job posting up. You find a person. Actually, let's rewind, Lindsay. Sorry, guys. I get ahead of myself. Here's how I break down where to look for a virtual assistant. Okay, so if you're looking for someone on the same time zone as you that can speak perfect English, if you're kind of edging towards, I want an American, totally get that. That's not exactly what we do here at Grow My Cleaning Company, but that's totally a viable route to take. You're going to look on a place like Upwork or freelancer.com is what I recommend, a place that's backed up in case the person doesn't work out. So you can check out places like Upwork, freelancer.com, and you'll see how they actually protect you in case the person doesn't work out. There's other fish in the sea. You can move on to someone else. I recommend in the job posting also, just to back up a little bit, that you kind of put a note in there that if you think it's going to be a thing, I usually do this. This position might wear a lot of hats in an admin sense, like there's going to be room to grow. And usually with my virtual assistants, I say, I'm honest, like if I know we only need them part-time for 10 hours a week, I'll put that in the posting with room to grow. Usually for me, just the way our workflow is, it usually is around 20 hours, but I want to get the person to 40 hours. So I make it known that this is going to start part-time, but it's going to grow, especially once I get to know the person's strengths and weaknesses, and then we'll put them to full-time. If I know for me, personally, you might not need a full-time VA. You might be like, 15 hours is enough. Thank you very much. Just not really a disclaimer, but make sure to include that in your ad so you're putting expectations right up front. And make sure you carry that into your interview too, right? Something Mike preaches all the time. Just grabbing a sip of water here. I'm talking way more than I'm used to. Okay, so keeping it real, guys, right? Another one of our core values. Okay, so back to the hiring. So I would say Upwork is great, especially Americans or anyone that speaks English, primary language. Another option that I recommend to our clients a lot, and we practice what we preach at Grow My Cleaning Company, is we use mainly Filipino VAs that we hire from an agency. And if you are listening to this at any time in the future and you're interested in going that route, you can email me at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. It's just support@growmycleaningcompany.com. And just because it depends on the time of year and the person we use, I don't want to get them overwhelmed, but I will definitely point you in the right direction if you email me. But why would you hire a Filipino VA, you might ask? Well, just because of how their economy is set up, they actually, well, it's more complicated than that, but there are a ton of amazing workers in the Philippines that will work on an American schedule, 9 to 5 our time. And they're very talented in admin services, phone calls, whatever you need. So they can be around $5 an hour. And that's because of how the currency exchange works out, that's good pay for them. So I deal with this a lot, and I didn't even understand it when I started that's great income for them, and they are happy to work for that. So it's just the exchange rate for how it works. So yeah, a lot of Filipinos are willing to work that, and also overnight. It's technically overnight for them. So my girls are all three of them are Filipino. They are all amazing. And most of them work 9 to 5 Eastern time, which actually to them, because of the time difference, is 9 to 5 the other time for them overnight. So yeah, it's a little different, but just because they're, you know, literally halfway around the world, or maybe you find, I don't know, an Australian person that has different times, doesn't mean they can't work with you virtually. It's pretty normal in this day and age for someone to work a night shift. Okay, so that is almost a whole episode in itself, and I know we're cutting it close on time here, and I'm giving you guys so much information. I hope you're pausing me, taking notes when you have to. I should have said grab a pen when I started this, but hey, rewind me. Okay, so let me just look at my notes here. I don't have this memorized, and I have so much information. Oh, back to hiring versus Upwork versus agencies. The reason that I don't say, hey, just go on Craigslist and find anyone, is that you're gonna pay for what you get, okay? If you go to an agency, it's most likely gonna be someone that the person we work for out of the Philippines, we have a good relationship with them that we've established over the years, and I trust them. There was one time where I hired someone just off another ad for somewhere else, and it didn't work out, and it was a I told you so moment from Mike, where he's like, that's why we use this person. So it was a learning curve for me. We have found people on Upwork that we've added to our team that have been absolutely amazing. And there's terms you can work out with Upwork to, you know, get them more long term. And the thing with Upwork is if they don't work out right away, you can always just end the contract and try someone different. So it's less risky. Okay. That's not to say you can't just go get someone. You know, virtual assistant doesn't mean they have to be halfway across the world, right? They could actually be in your town. You just don't need an office to work with them in, okay? So if you know a friend's kid that's like, you know, in college and needs part-time work, and you trust them and it works out, go for it. Like, you don't, just because I'm here saying they have to be through Upwork or something, no, they don't have to. You can easily find a virtual assistant in your own town too. Another good place to look if you're going that route is if you have a college or university in your town, see if they have a website or even a job board. See if someone's looking for easy admin work, and that might work out great with their schedule. Okay, going on, moving on here, training, the next step. All right, Lindsay, found my VA. I found, going to bring in my VA Apple here, the apple of my eye. So cheesy. Yeah, our VA's main VA's name is Apple. So as I'm going to use her as an example, actually. So what we do, and Mike practices what he preaches, you've heard him before probably training on cleaning videos, make a video with your phone of you doing it. And that's your training. It doesn't have to be anything complicated or YouTube worthy. Just film it with your phone. For me, since I'm not doing a cleaning training, it looks like Loom. If you check out loom.com or any other kind of screen recording service, it'll probably work out fine for you. Anything similar to that. I just use Loom. No affiliation or anything. I just like their service. It's fast and easy. So how I train is if I know I'm going to be hiring a VA soon and I'm doing the task on my own, I'll just make a Loom sitting there in my pajamas and just record it. And it ends up being funny sometimes if I put the camera on and I don't look polished like I do today. Just like, here, I'm being real. This is how we do it. Here is how to update a customer's credit card information. And I go through and just screen record. And it should be under 5 minutes. I think Mike recommends 2 to 3 minutes. Anything over 5 minutes, it's too much. Make a separate video for that. You can also just make a video on Zoom. If you're training your virtual assistant on Zoom like this right now, just hit record and record the video of you two having the conversation. I think half, if not three quarters of Grow My Cleaning Company's training videos for the VA, the virtual assistant position I applied for, was Mike's wife, Natalie, training the person before me how she did everything, and she was handing it off, and they kept those videos. So that's a really easy way. Here's a quick tip for me. Once you're scaling your company and you have more than one VA, like Grow My Cleaning Company does, I like to empower my VAs to teach each other, right? So yeah, they're Filipino. So I make the caveat, hey, ladies, you got to film it in English, you teaching her this new task, just so I can have it for my records. And, you know, if we replace you, if the time ever comes where we have to, someone else can fulfill the task. And if it's me, I can understand the video. And it's kind of funny how this works is just like how Mike always teaches, hire before you're ready. You should also train your VA before you're ready. Hear me out on this. For example, recently, two of our VAs are pretty new, the last month and a half. I got them in and trained them for separate duties. And that's another question I get asked, I'll come back to. But I trained them to have separate duties, very specific projects they were working on. After about a month in that, I had them switch or teach each other because I wanted them to cross train just in case, God forbid, one of them wants to take a vacation, or actually, God forbid, one of them is sick. What happened last week, one of our VAs was unfortunately very ill. She's okay now, but I could have the other VA just fill in for her and cover the task. She did amazingly. So it really empowers the team if you can cross train. What I like to do is, for example, there's three VAs. Apple does most of my admin work and client facing stuff. Her and I could, if she's sick for a day, I can fill in for her job. The other two VAs, if one of them's sick, they each know their other two jobs. So it's kind of split up where not everyone knows how to do every little thing, but their people are cross-trained enough. So yeah, it's kind of like Mike will teach you to slice things up and have each person do a specific role, but just put a little, this is what I would add, put a little cross-training in there just to cover your butt, okay? Just like you do with your cleaners, I'm sure. Okay. All right, we are going over on time, but I'm going to give you, that went by fast, guys. So I'm going to give you just a couple more things, tips and tricks that I've learned that I hope will help you. I hope all of my rambling here helps you today. These are actually lessons I've learned from Mike's model of having VAs. Okay, so the biggest lesson I've learned, we'll start with the biggest one, is that you should... We recommend giving the VA a small task with not a ton of instruction and just let them run with it. See how it goes. This will tell you a lot about the type of worker the person is, where their skills are. And this is always difficult for me, Cleaning Nation, because I'm a micromanager. I'm a recovering micromanager. Let's put it that way. So what I mean by this is, say you... I'm trying to think of a good example here on the spot. We'll use Apple because she's amazing and she'll just laugh at this. Say if I was like, hey, Apple, I need you to edit this podcast. Just make it ready for release. Give her no more instructions, okay? Just see where she goes with that, okay? The world's not going to end if she comes back to me with something completely different than I thought it was. It just gives you an idea of where they take things, okay? I think letting go of control is the hardest part of having a virtual assistant. And it's really ego. It's weirdly ego, right? Because you're thinking you can only do this thing and no one else can the way you do it. And it's like, you're not doing heart surgery here. You're answering the phone. You're scheduling guests to be on a podcast. I'm just projecting stuff that I have people do. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me just look real quick. Oh, another good thing is take a vacation. What? Okay, so side note here. I never really took a real, quote unquote, real vacation from Grow My Cleaning Company until this summer, like 2 months ago, meaning I was out of pocket. You couldn't Slack me. If you would have called me, I would have hung up on you. Like you could not reach me. I've never done that actually. And I took Mike's advice, just like he teaches on these podcasts in our modules. And I gave it all to my team. I taught them how to do things while I was gone and make them more reliant on each other to learn. And it actually empowers them and lifts the team up to new level. So yeah, that cheesy saying, what is it? Rising tide raises all boats. There you go. That's a way to think of it. So, Cleaning Nation, I've gone a couple minutes over time here. I really, really hope this helps you with all your VA, virtual assistant, hiring questions. And I think the last takeaway I would have is to make whatever system you come up with, number one, make it work for you. Number two, make it scalable, okay? Make it something that you can teach someone this system one or two times, make a video of it, and that's it. Release it into the wild so you don't have to train every new VA that comes along. You have a system set up. All right, Cleaning Nation, so your call to action for this episode, it's pretty easy, actually. If you're listening to this anytime in the future and you want help with, hey, Lindsay, how do I hire a VA? Shoot me an email, support@growmycleaningcompany.com. If you're looking for the Filipino VA link, if you're looking for just a question about this episode, shoot me an email. I'll point you in the right direction. That's it, Cleaning Nation. Peace out. Catch you next time. I'll have someone with me.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.